Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Oh, hello.
Hiya.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm in your office, pal. Can you grab me a coffee?
I can do, but I am quite far from the office.
How far?
In miles. Probably 5,000?
Right. It'll be cold by the time you give it to me then, won't it?
Yeah, I'm in the Seychelles, Woody.
Fuck, of course. Sorry, pal. You're on your holidays, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah. So, what is it? What do you need? Apart from a coffee, which I wouldn't get you anyway.
Got dollop of bad news for you, pal.
Fuck's sake. How big a dollop?
David Luna said something, and it's not good.
Oh, please, 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 please don't be something racist. Oh, God, it's racist, isn't it?
Look, before you start, it's from Argentina.
Fuck, what did he say? I mean, this is a massive dollop of bad news, for fuck's sake.
The word that all South Americans say, even though we keep asking them nicely not to say, the one Suarez said, you know, the one Cavani said, you know.
Yeah, I know the one. Shit. Right, well, let's drop him for the Everton game tomorrow night.
No need. Here's the good news.
Let me tell him the good news.
Oh, piss off.
I was the one who sorted it.
We bought the video of him saying it, and the bloke that recorded it has deleted it.
Hey!
Fuck, wow. Well done.
All my own work, of course.
He's lying, Patrick. I did it.
So it hasn't gone anywhere?
Nope. Some opportunistic little cunt blackmailed us instead of letting the world see it. Jess, to her stupid credit, knew what the papers would pay, so she doubled it.
Oh, get in. Jesus, good old blackmail. Hey, God, I was worrying that in the social media age it was dying out.
Oh, hey, it's still going strong, pal. You can still find it. Anyway, that's done for now. I'll speak to Davin and sort it out. It's the ASG conference in a few hours, and they want us to do a remote presentation.
I know. Yeah, I put it all in an email to Jess.
Hey, she knows.
Be on the beach.
Of course he's on the fucking beach. The whole place is one fucking beach.
Are you using protection?
She says she hopes you're using protection. Not sure if she means shagging, security detail, or sunscreen.
Factor 53.
Sorry?
The bottle is, factor 53, it says.
Fuck off!
What?
They don't make them that fucking specific.
What is it?
He says his sunscreen is factor 53.
Factor 53? They don't make factor 53.
Well, I'm looking at it now. It says factor 53.
Liar.
Yeah, I lie about the specific values of sun protection factor. God, can I please just enjoy my holiday?
I bet he's going on some sarcastic rant now.
I heard that, okay? And no, I'm not going on some sarcastic rant. I'm out here trying to fucking enjoy myself, but instead on the first fucking day I'm arguing with you two. A luxury holiday to an idyllic destination, but here I am. Yeah, pulling sand out the end of my cock, yet somehow that's not as painful as conducting this stupid fucking conversation with you two complete fucking... Oh, wait. It is factor 50. Yeah, there was just a bit of sand on the zero, so it looked like a 3, didn't it? These are the sand...
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
Fucking shoot me. Just shoot me now. Smash this Bluetooth keyboard over my head and be done with it, for fuck's sake.
Is he still fucking talking? What time is it?
Fuck me, it's midnight.
This is bullshit. When's our presentation? I want to fucking go home. Oh, fuck. Tell me we're on mute. Please, tell me we're on mute.
Yeah, muted.
Oh, thank fuck for that.
If you wouldn't mind muting your fucking mouth right now, I'm going to grab a few hours' kit.
Oh, Woody, we could be called upon any minute.
Hey, and I thought that 2 hours ago.
They allow us to break down.
Yeah, coming to Goodison Park tomorrow night?
Yeah, but with the sponsorship twats.
Ugh, boring. David says he's sorry.
He better fucking be. We'll get decent money for him at least.
You will?
When we sell him?
Why would we sell him?
Because he's a racist, Woody.
Whoa, let's just tap the fucking brakes a second.
You're not driving, I am.
He's not racist.
Sorry, what do you think he actually said?
It's a fucking Latin American term.
Yeah, for brown people, it literally means little black man.
Woody,
are you going to try and redefine racism right here, right now, in my office? I feel like we should let the world know if we're going to take an eraser to the definition of racism.
No, you don't understand.
No, actually, I do understand. It's racist. I know it's inconvenient to you, but it's still racist. I know he's a great footballer, but it's still racist. I know he said sorry, but guess what, Woody? It's still racist. Would you like me to say it in Argentine so you and him can understand?
They speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
You really undermined your social justice speech there with that final bit, didn't you?
Shut up.
No, sorry. I'm really, really, truly sorry, but we will not be selling him on that. I'm sorry.
Great. We're as bad as the rest. That's just great. You know, if these lot fucking ASG find out, we are dead.
Well, they're not going to find out. Just trust me on this.
Trust you? On ignoring racism?
I'm not making excuses, okay? All I'm going to do is just give him the benefit of context. Rather like Broomy, Luna's an orphan, right? He's fostered by a black family from Buenos Aires. Luna, that is, not Broomy. I met them when we signed him. Every one of them. The whole fucking family. Fuck, I mean, we went and bought them a fucking house near Sevenoaks, for fuck's sake. They throw that word around in the family as a term of endearment, you know. And I know, on a broad social scale, it's wrong. I know that. I'm not a dev. But in the fucking cultural mess that is planet Earth and how lovely and sweet his family are, I have to take the use of that into context. I'm sorry, but I can't sell him for being affectionate to his brother or fucking half-brother or whatever. No way. Poor cunt's been through enough.
I didn't realise any of that.
Look, we all make mistakes. Apart from me. And Guardiola, of course. Unless it's a Champions League game.
So, if we do a deep dive...
Ugh, every time he says deep dive, it makes my vagina clench.
Well, that's quite the patch of trick you got there.
Does yours do that?
Does my vagina clench when Jason from Anaheim Sports Group says deep dive?
Now, that is not an
don't think so.
I mean, do you get a stirring down there when you see or hear something you don't like?
Well, I don't like what I see or hear right now, and I can't feel a twinge.
Must just be a woman thing.
Actually, saying that, when Edison cleared the ball off the line last week, it made my bollocks wriggle a wee bit, you know?
See?
And sometimes when I watch politicians try to be, like, human, it makes them go funny as well.
Yeah, must be the same thing.
I wonder what that is.
Shall I Google it?
Sure.
Vagina twinned.
Hey, whoa, whoa.
What?
Where did you take that?
On the... Hold on.
Did you use the Bluetooth keyboard?
Which one's the Bluetooth keyboard?
The one you just taped fucking vagina twinge on.
Oh, shit.
That's for this. That's for the fucking conference PC. Oh, for fuck's sake, you've messaged vagina twins to the whole fucking conference.
You're kidding.
Just look.
Oh, fuck.
God, it won't delete. Fuck me, it won't delete.
I feel fucking sick. I'm going to throw
Tell
up.
You what, now my fucking bollocks are twinging. Now they're fucking twinging. Oh, shh, shh.
Yeah. What?
Bollocks, Jason's seen it.
Actually,
I can tell by his face.
Fuck, he looks furious.
Football club could join us for this call. Appreciate it's late over there, guys.
Hi, Jason. Sorry about the vagina message.
You're on mute. Thank fuck.
Oh.
Say hi, but don't mention vaginas. I'm muting now.
Hello, Jason. Hello, ASG.
Yeah, hi. So, just before you guys start, if everybody just navigates to page 88 on the PDF, we have our plans for Ashwood City. Obviously, yeah, a big step, a big change. You know, it's sad. It's business, but it's business we feel pretty confident about.
We feel confident too.
Shut up, he's
talking.
It's been
a long journey. We've learned a lot, obviously, and hopefully, we find a buyer for our share that can take the club forward in ways we perhaps couldn't. Okay, so that's my piece. Over to you guys.
What the fuck?
What the fuck did he just say?
Did he say we're up for sale?
Because of the vagina thing.
We can hear you guys. So, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
And as you can see in these projections, we estimate a faster commercial growth rate than other leading Premier League organisations. And yeah, so despite the circumstances politically over here and in Moscow, the old Kremlin with what's-his-face, we actually have a much more recognisable trajectory business-wise than perhaps we have seen in the COVID and post-COVID era. Not that I'm saying that COVID is gone, because it hasn't. It's still here. It's just the testing has gone down. And they're also saying that that if you have diarrhea, you should probably test.
Jesus,
because
Christ.
The COVID can affect your bum area now. Or butt. But is what you guys say. Anyway, we're Ashwood City. Good night. Mute me. Fucking mute me.
Muted. We're Ashwood City. Good night.
Was like that bad?
I think it all kind of went downhill after the vagina twinge message, so really the diarrhea bit wasn't as bad as you think.
Call Patrick now.
And say what? We just told the ASG conference to get a COVID test if they have the shits.
They're selling their share of the club, Woody.
You must know that, surely.
This was their announcement. At least internally, anyway.
Wait, why would they do that, though?
Are you kidding? Their stock price has fallen off a fucking cliff since we got sanctioned. We're dragging them into the mud and they want out.
Fuck, you're right.
What are you doing?
Just googling ESG stock. Jesus Christ, they've lost about $500 million in value because of us.
Well, there you have it.
What happened to buy low, sell high?
They've lost $500 million of value. That's what fucking happened.
Well, fuck me.
Are you going to call him or what?
He's on his holly bobs.
Just call him.
It's 3 a.m. out there, for fuck's sake.
Would he?
All right. Fucking hell.
Hello.
Pal, it's me.
Sell him.
No, it's nothing wrong with the players. Look, I don't know if you know this, and I'm assuming you don't know, because I didn't know, you know? So,
God, is this a fucking riddle?
ESG are selling their 55%.
55% of their what?
Stationery supplies. What the fuck do you think?
Wait, that. So they're selling us?
That's right.
Did they announce that at the conference?
Aye.
Fuck.
Fuck indeed.
What's he saying?
He said fuck.
Yeah, I agree.
Can you... I don't know. Is there a way around this?
Way around it?
To avoid the sale.
Why the fuck would I avoid a sale? We hate ASG.
I know, but it's just... Look, without the offensive, we're going to get some owner who sells our major assets, and we've finally got a good thing going, you know?
Let me make a call. Woody?
What?
Did you call me normally, or via WhatsApp?
Normally?
Oh, for fuck's sake, this is going to charge me about 10 fucking quid. Goodbye. Christ.
Son, this is about David Luna.
No, that's sorted. I've got some other news.
Whoever it is, fucking sell him. I'll speak to you later.
No, it's nothing to do with any of the players. Okay, ASG are out.
What? They're flogging their stake? How much of it?
All of it.
Have they got a buyer?
No, they just announced.
Jesus fucking Moses.
Yeah, quite a picture you've painted there, Mac.
I tell you what, my son... It's ours.
How are we... Wait, is this it? Is this our time?
Is it our fucking time? The Predators are all away sniffing for Chelsea. The prey is wounded on the savannah. We've been circling for too long. It's time for the vultures to have their dinner.
If we're going to put ourselves into a metaphor, can we at least be a pack of wolves? Or a lion or shark or something.
I'll meet you at the Everton game tomorrow night. We need to talk.
Right, yeah. I'm sort of on my holiday break right now.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Anywhere nice?
Seychelles.
Oh, that's lovely. You got one of those birds out on the water?
I have, yeah, yeah. Some amazing fish here, you know, coming right up to the little window.
Get your fucking ass out of fucking Seychelles and get to Goodison fucking Park in 12 fucking hours.
Seashells, seashells on the fucking seashore. Are you doing?
Hi there.
What the fuck are you doing here? I hope you haven't come to steal Everton's trophies, because they haven't got any, pal.
Meeting, a business associate.
Oh, aye. Him.
Yeah, him.
What's the plan?
He'll let me know.
Right, okay.
Goodison evening to you both.
Mac. How are you?
Good as gold, my boy.
Mac, maybe if we just sit over here and chat for a bit.
Gladly, son. Woodall, that team is in fine shape. Excellent work on taming the Mad Dutchman.
Hey, well, I've learned from the best.
Just think, next season, we'll own the whole thing.
Will we?
The ball is rolling.
Well, you're buying Ashwood City.
He is.
Am I?
Yep.
Whoa, before this ball gets rolling, can we just puncture the fucking thing and kick it into Rosé?
This is the chance of a lifetime, Christopher.
He doesn't have any fucking money.
Hey.
He does now.
I do?
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
We have an interested lender stateside that will assist in the final takeover.
Lender? A fucking lender? Patrick, this is a leveraged buyout. You'll just be another glazer. Don't do it, just, pal.
Woody, this
what?
Is...
The grown-ups are talking. Is that what it is?
A leveraged buyout indeed. With 300 million made available up front.
Holy fuck.
What?
Is that Samsung in your pocket, Woodall? Or are you as excited as I am?
Right, wait, hang on, slow down. Okay, so I'll be 100% outright owner of everything.
The whole thing.
You're pulling the strings, and we get 300 million to spend.
Buy yourself something pretty, sweetheart.
Well, come on then, what's the interest payments on this thing?
Well, let's ask the chartered accountant, shall we? How much Ashwood City turned over last year, pal?
In the green for 25 million.
Good job I got interest payments at 20 mil a year. You'll still be turning profit, dear boys.
Fuck me.
If you don't mind, Mr. Woodall, I'd like a word with Paddy in private.
No worries. Yeah, I should probably mingle. Anyway, wow, Mark. Well done, pal.
The pleasure's all mine, Sunshine.
I'll see you both in a sec.
Is this true? Or was it just to keep him happy?
All true, son. And they want this deal done quickly.
Right, how quick is quickly? Like Adama Traore quickly or like Luke Shaw quickly?
By the end of the season.
Wow, that's, that's quickly.
And you know something? If we drive down that valuation, we could pocket a few million ourselves.
Really?
Really.
How would we do, how would we do that?
Losing tonight, Widow. Tottenham fucked it up against Brighton. Arsenal fucked it up against Southampton. Man United are Man United. We need to piss it away here tonight. Champions League football would be in debt.
I can't throw a football game, Mac. I wouldn't know how to, for a start.
Leak it.
What?
David Luna's racist jibe.
Mac.
Do it and make us some dosh.
Look, Woody explained it to me, okay? I know how it seems.
It will seem how society says it will fucking seem. Leak it. Right now, I want a dark cloud over this whole fixture. Lampard's lot are recovering. We need to take the wind out of the Ashwood City sails. This is how you fucking do it, son.
This isn't taking the wind out of the sails, Mac. This is tearing a giant fucking hole in the sails.
Well, then you best get your sewing machine out, sweetheart.
Are you sure this will drive down the price?
Am I sure? Racism scandal, sanctioned by the UK government, missing out on Champions League, losing to fucking Everton. I don't know what's fucking worse, pal.
Let's do it.
I'll call the papers.
thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.